It's the Burt Show.
All right, so Melissa, let's get to your psychic reading here, because this Natalie has really proven to be dead on here lately.
Yeah, she initially was Jeff's psychic. He got through Kim Zolciak, right? And Kim got her through Charlie Sheen's ex-wife.
Denise Richards.
And so so a lot of celebrities use her. And then Jeff, last year we all found psychics, and all of ours kind of blew, except for Jeff's, Natalie Tomlinson. And so she had predicted some things about Jeff that he even forgot about, like, you know, some things that he at the time didn't realize were
going to
happen.
Going to Los Angeles,
happen,
we all forgot about it. And when I was in L.A., a caller called up and said, hey, remember that psychic? Mm-hmm. She said Jeff would be going. So that was the thing that freaked me out.
She got more accurate with time.
Mm-hmm. And so we all are doing psychic readings with Natalie. I did mine a couple months ago. And so the way I'm looking at it, the way I look at any psychic is I want to believe, but I'm also a skeptic. So I'm kind of in the middle of the road. Like, I'm not going to completely judge it, but then you also have to think about, you know, the blanket statements that somebody may say and that you're just kind of fitting something into. Mm-hmm. But there are a couple things that she said in here that were like, well, now, come on. That's pretty close.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll just go ahead and play the conversation, and then I'll stop Bert whenever I have a place to explain what she said.
Okay.
I'm waiting for something new and exciting to happen for you, and you are waiting for this, right? It will, because it's like I've just got this hanging feeling, like, is this it? You know? But something will change quite dramatically in your life. Somebody you know, a male figure around you,
Hello.
Is keeping secrets from you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I don't know who this is, but it's a...
That's a crappy thing to do to somebody.
I know.
Yeah. Hey, how can I turn her against 50% of the population?
Now you're looking at everybody all like, liar.
Really? So again, the first two, these are blanket statements that, you know, leaving it up to me to, you know, put something in there. So I have no real comments about
nothing
either one
yet.
Of those.
Nothing
in those.
Male figure close to you, they're keeping secrets from you.
Whoa.
There's an old saying, everything comes out in the wash.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very true.
Okay.
You're attending a function, and you'll be wearing a very sexy dress. You will. You might have to dig one out here.
Blanket.
But it's a gala dinner. It's an evening dinner. And you look hot. You look really hot.
Thanks.
And you're turning a lot of heads.
Just start hitting on me here. So.
You will have your own show one day.
Oh.
If you didn't know that, you're going to have it.
Okay.
But more than that, you will have your own business attached to this. I feel like you're going to have your own corporation, your own company. Not sure what yet, because it's not been decided, but it will definitely happen. I feel like you're going to have your own empire.
Ooh. Empire.
Later on,
you're a mogul.
You will start something up.
So
you've achieved certain goals, Melissa, and you've done very well, but you still have so many more to do, and you will do them. Because you're going to get help from the other side.
So those are So those are all blanket statements that I really don't have any plans on or have any comments on. But there were three things that she did say in that reading that were pretty poignant. And the first one had to do with the state of Florida.
Now, I have a link coming up for you with Florida.
Okay.
But I don't know if you're going to be going there or there's something connected with Florida shortly, which will be nice. And... they're also mentioning, I'm awaiting to hear about a property. So, I don't know if they're meaning one way or the other, you know. But all I know is I'm waiting to hear about a property.
Okay.
So this was done right before Bert's big adventure. Now, again, I'm in Georgia, so it may be because she knows that where we are.
Uh-huh.
And so it could be a case, of course, you're easily going to go to Florida. But I've been to Florida three times. in the past 2 months since that reading. We went for Burt's Big Adventure, and then I went to the Daytona 500.
That's right.
And actually, I'm going to Florida, rather. The third time is I'm going to Florida in 2 weeks for a wedding. So, I mean, she said Florida.
That's pretty good.
She's very vague. She's like psychic maybe. Like, maybe you don't have psychic vibes, because your original psychic was...
Yeah, maybe this, maybe that. And again, she spoke in very general terms. But this next one was very specific.
I have a name of Emily. If you don't know the person already, this name is going to be linked to you. And it might be a person that you see for a day. It could be somebody longer than that. But I've got that name coming up around you very shortly.
So one of my best friend's name is Emily, and she was about to have surgery. And so she's my friend that just recently had surgery. It had been homebound for the past 6 weeks. So I've been helping take care of her at her home.
Okay.
So Emily, that was specific, and that's something that did happen.
When she gets these right, does it lend credibility to the stuff that you don't know what she's talking about yet?
I don't know. Like, I don't know whether, I mean, again, with the psychic, who knows? I mean, if they splay a bunch of stuff out, and it's almost like, you know, we've been talking about golf all day. The one good golf swing you have on the course keeps you going out there, even though for 17 holes, you suck. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I don't know if it does or not. But this last one is another one that, you know, did, you know, was close to my heart.
I have a father figure in spirit world, whether this is a father or a grandfather, there's a male figure around you.
Now, again, it could be a blanket statement that could apply to so many people, but of course, my father has passed away, and so that's the point that I, you know, fit into that. So.
Did she get into more specifics about that person?
That was it.
That was it. That
I think
it.
She's actually bringing up Earl Woods, and I think it's Tiger's dad is coming to you saying, defend my honor.
So all
so
I have
nothing
to do,
really as impactful for you as it was for Jen.
Yeah, it was just mostly
Wendy.
Just kind of, you know, general, and, you know, Emily was probably the one thing that was pretty...
That's
specific
spot on right there.
That there's really no explanation for.
I'm going to have to go back and listen to mine, and we'll play it Monday or Tuesday, because I know as the reading was going on, I sort of felt like Melissa does right now, like... There's nothing here that's striking at my heart. There's nothing emotional about it. The predictions that she was making didn't really connect with me or anything.
Right.
And sort of the things that she was saying that was going on in my life right now were sort of vague. Like, I didn't really connect. But maybe when I go back and listen to it and edit it for Monday or Tuesday, some things will come up.
Right.
But I want the Jen reaction. I want to be crying on the radio, man. That's what I'm looking for right there. Here, Bird Show.